Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave Wannstedt is here.
Kyle Manunga. This is not run to the sideline play. This is down and dirty. Let me tell you about this play. I'm at Miami. We're playing Buffalo. It's a Sunday night ESPN game. I'm coaching the Dolphins.
Mike Patrick is doing play-by-play.
There we go.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike Patrick. It's great to have you with us.
We had like a four-point lead.
4 minutes left to go. 10-7 Miami.
And our quarterback, God bless him, Jay Feeder, throws the ball. It kind of goes off a DB's hand, so I do my typical deal. I've seen enough.
No one gets the ball except Ricky.
Bills defense has been on the field all night long, and they can expect a big dose of Ricky Williams right here.
We start pumping the ball to Ricky Williams.
Right back to the bread and butter. Lowers his head and pile drives his way down to the 37.
I think he had 8, 10, 12 carries. It was a 13-play drive, I think.
Williams off the left side behind Conrad, and Ricky Williams first down at the 29. Inside the 2. 41 carries. That is an all-time Miami Dolphin record.
And I call a timeout.
Third and goal. Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we could kick the field goal and pretty much feel good about it. You know, they weren't going to score at that point on our defense. And Ricky comes over, and I could barely look at him, you know. He had no skin on either arm. It was just completely torn off from the base. I swear now, from the baseball.
Ricky Williams, they're not going to clean that uniform. They're going to burn it.
And I looked at him. I said, Rick, and he says, we going for it. That's what he said. And then I says, you want to go for it? And he says, I'll go for it, coach. And I says, you know what, Rick? You call the play. And we called this play. Scissors.
If he gets in the end zone, you're going to hear a roar out of this place like you've never heard in Pro Players Stadium.
Where he was going one way and he was coming back. And he says, run 35 scissors, coach. And I said, Rick, let me tell you something. We are on the 4-yard line and they have an all-pro safety over there, Malloy.
Malloy.
He's not going to go for the fake on the 4-yard line. So when you wind this thing back, we're not blocking him. He's going to be standing at the line of scrimmage waiting on you. And he says, coach, run 35 scissors.
You think Dave wants that son into this game? Holy mackerel.
Will it be number 42 for Ricky Williams?
And we run it, and he brings it back. Oh, God, it was poetry.
It will.
Malloy's standing on the goal line. Everybody else is blocked, and Ricky's coming back, and Malloy's standing there. And obviously, you know, Ricky puts it down and goes into the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown! 42 carries, 153 yards for Ricky Williams.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love telling those stories because it was downhill. There was nothing fancy about this play. Take two steps to the right, and you're coming back to the left, and there's a guy that's an all-pro player waiting on you. What are you going to do? He said, run 35 scissors, coach. I said, you got it.
I think if Ricky Williams didn't have a helmet on, Dave Wannstedt would have kissed him.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a full boat show for you A lot of fun is going to be had on today's show. We will talk with Olin Krutors. Grant is going to join us. Ian Eagle. Dan Wiederer. Plus, we've got a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. Seth freaking Rollins is going to be on the show. So there's a lot to get done. Alex is here. Tanny with the great epic open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello on a feel-good Friday. Man, that open was so lovely. And that video of Dave Wanstead jumping into Ricky Williams' arms like he's a 8-year-old kid just full of glee. That made my day to look at that. That's an unbelievable job by Tanny to go back and grab all that stuff. Lawrence?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic work. Very epic. Like, you know, I think that Tannehill guy's got a future.
Got a future. I think he should take the week off. I think he should take the whole week off next week. You know what? You too. You've been working hard as well. Me and Alex, we'll hold it down. We got Ann Heron on Monday, on a Bears Monday, on a Monday. That's when we're doing it this time around. It's going to be all good. As long as they
got a Bears Monday and then a Bears Friday on a Wednesday because the Bears play on Friday, but yeah. You know, holidays, as Spiro Dietis told us.
Yeah, it's the season. Don't you forget it. And that's right. It's upon us now. But I mean, the guest lineup is massive. But who's playing linebacker for the Chicago Bears? Are you aware of any linebackers who might be
Ruben
available?
Hippolyte?
Come on down. Come on down, Ruben Hippolyte. And the other guy, it's not D'Amico Ryans, but it's DeMarco.
Dick Butka.
Yeah, Dick Butka is not available. No.
He would be great.
No. Yeah, no, it's slim pickings because all three of those dudes are out. It's DeMarco Jackson and Ruben Hippolyte. Will they use a third linebacker at any time in this game and play traditional? And if not, don't the Steelers just run it down their effing throats? We've seen football before. We know how it works.
Well, the good thing for the Bears is that they have a very physical nickel player in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I think that you could see him. I didn't check the snap count from last week, but I think you could see his snap count go up. And maybe he's playing what would be your weak side linebacker position. And you have him on the field a little bit more because you are kind of out of linebackers now.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, CJ last week played 100% of the snaps.
Well, you can't play more than that, can you?
Played 99% of the snaps the week before.
So they're comfortable with him being on there no matter what the offensive set looks like.
Well, now, some of that, well, yeah, because Tyreek was hurt and Nick McLeod replaced him. So, yeah, they were in the nickel 100% of the time last week, to your point. That is quite something. Yeah, because Tremaine Edmonds played 100% of the snaps. Noah Sewell played 96%. DeMarco Jackson played one other snap in place of Noah Sewell. So they didn't play anything but nickel last week, to your point.
So Edmonds, by the way, he got hurt like real late. And you can see the video of it, like that he got hurt with about 2 minutes left in the game. And it looked bad, but I think he stayed for another 5 or 6 snaps. And now, you know, like not going into the game without people who are experienced at calling your plays. Mm-hmm. That is something to worry about. And the two guys that you've most been having do that are not going to be available to you.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I mean, and we should repeat it every once in a while. This isn't, oh, they missed practice today. No, they're designated as out for this game. They're flat yes. out not playing in this game, both Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. What about our friend Jalen Johnson, who is in the second week of his designation to return and has been practicing? Lawrence, is he going to play?
Well, they've got some questions here on how they can play this, Spiegs, because they do have a game 5 days later, and do you want to bring Jalen back, even though he was a full participant? Do you want to bring him back and knowing that you've got a game in 5 days where you could give him those extra 5 days and then he's probably good to go for the rest of the season? Here's what Ben Johnson said about it.
I don't know. We'll see.
How do you manage bringing somebody back and you're going to have two games in 5 days? And that seems like a heavy lift.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said all along, we're going to be really smart with all these guys that are out there. You know, we got guys returning in the near future here, and guys with that are playing on Sunday. We know it's going to be a quick turnaround. So everybody in the league deals with this. You know, fortunately for us, it's a 5 day span. Most teams have to deal with a 4 day span. So we're fortunate from that regard, and we're conscious of it. We've been very smart this week. We've scaled back the volume a little bit, just with that in mind, out on the practice field while still getting the work in. So hopefully that'll help out.
And since you got here, you haven't seen Jalen on the field very much at all. What do you look for as you're trying to get acclimated to what he brings? Obviously, you know him from the past, but what are you eyeing up?
Well, he's getting a lot of competitive reps over the course of this week, and so I noticed a sticky player. He's all over our receivers, whether he's on taking defensive reps or show team reps. He's getting a little bit of both just to make sure we're getting that volume to where it needs to be. And so it's good versus good a lot of times, and yet he's able to stay pretty close and pretty tight. Good change of direction. He's been able to open it up and have some long speed as well. So those are the things that I'm looking at right now.
So
okay, having Jalen would be helpful too for this game, just because it gives you an extra body to put out there. But I would completely understand if what the Bears wanted to do was say, okay, we see that you are pretty much back to who you were. We are going to put you on the shelf for another 4 days, and then we are going to unleash you on the rest of the league.
Against an opponent in Philadelphia at their place, who has not done it this year but is capable of putting up points, has two serious wide receivers, A.J. Brown, a long-time one-on-one nemesis, and for fun
of
Jalen
his quarterback.
Johnson. of his entire team.
He's very used to being a nemesis of someone named Jalen.
Yeah.
He's very used to it.
He hates all Jalen's, his own damn quarterback. And Saquon, he bust-tossed his running back yesterday just trying to make a point. Stop talking! Man. Stop talking! I mean that for everybody.
It is quite amazing what's going on with him and them, and seeing how they will manage all of this is fascinating.
Here's the thing, Lawrence. Like, ordinarily, I would be like, all right, I'm afraid of the run game for the Pittsburgh Steelers because of the lack of the veteran linebackers and because you're going to be in the nickel the whole time. But you look around the NFL at the rushing stats, the Steelers are 29th. In average yards per game. They have not run the ball well. Look at average yards per carry and just think about it that way. The Steelers are 27th in average yards per carry. So they're not running it a lot, and they're not running it for a lot of yards when they do. So it's not as if Jaylen Warren has been incredibly productive. Kenneth Gainwell's been productive out of the backfield. So they're going to be in the nickel again. And I mean, do you have to fear the physicality of a Steelers offensive front?
That's the one thing going into this game that I wonder if changes, if it's Mason Rudolph versus Aaron Rodgers. If it's Mason Rudolph, do they just say, okay, let's go out there and win a rock fight with the Bears? We'll do a lot of running, and we'll give Mason Rudolph opportunities in play action, but with Aaron Rodgers, it feels like your pass game is more robust and has more opportunities. So that's the one thing that I wonder about when it comes to the Steelers' offense, is if they can look different with Rudolph. I wonder if they look different because they are giving a bigger commitment to the run.
Well, speaking of a bigger commitment to the run, we know that they can go jumbo. Every once in a while, they can go jumbo. And we're going to talk about that during the course of this show. But, like, that offense is not what concerns me the most. I mean, if it's Aaron, of course that concerns you, because Aaron's capable of being great still. But there are some other things that concern me that the Steelers do that have me kind of freaked out about this particular game. And let's discuss those, shall we?
I like that idea. We will talk about the type of things that the Steelers may be able to do inside of this game against the Bears, and we will do that next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Am I still on?
Afternoons on The Score.
Will Aaron Rodgers play, in your opinion, and will the Steelers get a win at Soldier Field?
As far as Rodgers goes, he'd have to get hit by a bus to not play in the game.
So look, that's Andrew Filippone on the Midday Show. Said Rodgers would have to get hit by a bus to not play. And Tanny and I were talking. We're all right with that.
The double Dutch bus hitting him would be great.
It's like Aaron Rodgers is out, parentheses, bus. End parentheses. It's too bad.
Well, I know that he's one of the things that worries you, Speaks. What else worries you?
The pass rush, man. They got three dudes off that edge with at least 5 sacks. Nick Herbig, of course, TJ Watt, and Alex Highsmith. They've also got Cam Hayward working on the inside, and they've got this guy, Keanu Benton, who's got a bunch of sacks as well. Like, they've got a lot.
He's a big boy.
Ooh, man. And I worry that the league is going to come up and bite you, because the league does, as the league gets smarter. And Caleb, with all of the spin moves and the magical evasiveness, I worry that the word is out on the specifics of that. And if Caleb holds on to the ball and thinks he's going to get away with some of that this weekend, that hell might be coming to breakfast. And here's the added reason why I'm worried about it. Remember when Tom Brady said this about one of the Vikings defenders who didn't slow down enough as he approached Caleb and Caleb spun away? Here's Brady.
On the previous play with Ward blitzing, he's got a free shot, and you got to just settle your feet a little bit. Caleb is so elusive in the pocket. That little 1-2 with his feet spins out of it, and he's got the leg strength. And then he's got that deceptive speed.
So that little 1-2 with the spin out, word is out on that thing. And Alex, what's the name of the scout team quarterback that the Steelers brought in?
John Rhys Plumlee. Okay. Former Ole Miss and UCF quarterback who used to run 20, 25 times a game.
And if you see the video, even just the short video that the Steelers put out, or maybe Steelers media
forced
captured.
Fumble.
Dude, he's doing the Caleb spin move. He's doing the 1-2. He's doing exactly the move that Brady has talked about. Little 1-2 with his feet and then the spin. And the Steelers defenders in that video are going for the back arm and back leg of Caleb. They're ready for the spin, and I'm worried that Caleb might spin into a few sacks and the regression monster might be coming for the sack numbers this weekend.
I think that is a valid worry with the way that the Steelers are coached. I also think it's a valid worry when you look at what they provide at the defensive tackle spot and some of the times where Cam Hayward kicks inside. Benton and Harmon are trouble. And what if you watched a little bit of them last week and throughout the season too, they muddy up the middle, man. Like, they muddy it up. So if your quarter, and a lot of quarterbacks hate the idea of a muddled pocket and will usually revert to going to the outside. Well, they got players out there on the outside.
That's interesting. Lawrence, you think that's how they're getting a lot of those sacks outside, is because they muddy the middle and then it makes the edges more effective? Think that's what they're doing?
I think they have two incredible pass rushers. But I do think that having strong defensive tackles allows for there to be – it's why that's part of their identity as a defensive team this year, is that they've got a bunch of dudes that can rush the passer and make things difficult and push – your guard, center guard back, and then there isn't a place for the quarterback to step up to make the throw, so they might feel more comfortable getting themselves to the outside to try and make plays. And we know that part of Caleb's history as a player is that, like, he seems a little bit more comfortable in those situations instead of standing there and throwing it, to get outside, give himself some space, give himself some vision, and make throws down the field.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, in part, so I'm worried for those reasons, and I'm worried that all those sacks are going to pile up. And part of it is also just, man, this league jumps up and gets you. You know, the Buffalo Bills last night, and Josh Allen getting sacked 7 times by the Houston Texans. As I'm watching that, I'm like, man, good ass hungry defenses can come and get you. And the Bills are 7-4. The Bears really going to be 8-3? Like, through the magic of everything that they're doing, after week after week after week of, well, here we're on repeat, we didn't play our best. I think there's part of just, like, this league finds a way to even itself out that I feel like might be coming the Bears' way as well.
The stuff that D'Amico Ryans was doing last night, the way that Will Anderson was getting after Josh Allen, the sacks are one thing, but it just seemed relentless. And the stuff that he was doing, where Josh would be like, okay, I'll just kind of scoot. I'll scoot in the pocket so that I can make a throw. And by the time he's cocking his arm back, like, guys are hitting him in the back. Like, they were fierce. It's kind of wild to see the Texans win, what, 3 in a row without CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
And it, a big reason for that is that their pass rush is hellacious. Like, they are bringing heat, and they don't even have to send people to bring heat.
No.
The guys that they have on their defensive line are good enough to make your day terrible.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, look, a lot of Texans are thinking about it. Like, Ben Johnson knows this stuff that we're talking about with the Steelers pass rush and what they do and the Caleb spin moves and the scout team stuff. So how does he counter it? Some Caleb designed runs to put that threat in, or just a lot of Bears run game? I mean, this should be fun. Like, Ben knows he's going against very good coaching staff.
100%, and good players too. Like, we talked about the guys up front, but Patrick Queen is a very solid linebacker, and Jalen Ramsey is very, very good at his job. So there's on all levels of their defense, they have guys who are known for making plays. So it we'll see who's ready for this and who's not ready for this.
You know, I love the idea that maybe this is the week where it clicks and Caleb realizes he has to, and the ball just comes out quick as hell. I mean, like, the coach talked about it publicly this week. I'm sure he talked about it privately this week, that, like, just get the damn ball out. Play action, get it out. Take short pass if need be. Oh, there's a long one. Okay, go ahead and take that. But don't go ahead and try to make the crazy play, because you will get demolished. Just get the ball out. Maybe this is the week that the time to throw is under 3 for the game. Something like that.
That would be great, and I would advise him of doing that, because as I'm speaking of the levels of the Steelers' defense, we'll see if Slay plays, but Darius Slay is back there. Joey Porter Jr. is back there.
Yep.
Like, these are some real dudes. Like, it's like the way that their defense is set up is they're set up for destruction. It hasn't been as much as you would expect
mm-hmm.
with the level of talent that they have, But these guys that they're going up against this weekend can flat out ball.
We are giving away two tickets to our live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with our special guest, Matt Forte. Stick around where Matt Forte will be hosting a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Be callers 6 or 7, either one is fine, to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
89 yards on the touchdown by Forte. Good block there by Olin Krutz.
That's a beautiful thing for a Friday. Be callers 6 or 7, you hear that later on. Hey, that's a Thursday. That means Wani too, right? I mean, that's like, that's an unbelievable ticket if that means Wani in the studio as well. Goodness.
I mean, you're getting a lot of value for your dollar. Just like with the next segment, it's Friday and it's 3 o'clock. That means that Olin Krutz is coming up, and we'll get his thoughts on some of the stuff that we were just talking about. It'll be interesting to hear his point of view and what the tape has shown our friend Olin Krutz. That's next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.